success, honor, better, faster, stronger. That
don't kill me, can only make me stronger. I need you to hurry up, man, cause I can't wait much longer. I know I got to be right now, cause I can't get much stronger. Man, I've been waiting all night now, that's how long I've been on ya. Let's get lost tonight. You could be my black Kate Moss tonight.
The Scene was the show that nine people heard in our family, both of your family. That was it. And this was the song that used to intro it.
This is the best song ever for a radio show to intro with. I'm telling you, it gets you pumped up. You're ready to go.
And how much, and when will it be the intro of another show that maybe steals concepts or two?
Oh, John Lance tomorrow.
I was talking about another station, but okay.
Oh.
No comment.
The Experience?
No, they don't steal.
What show are you talking about?
I'm just going to distance myself.
Be honest. No, be honest. What show are you talking about?
The DreamShake.com
in
the house.
Look at you, Nuno. You're afraid.
I'm not afraid.
Is it on 610?
No.
It's not 790. They're not cool enough to play rap.
No, I'm going to steal their name. I'm going to call this show El Monstruo del Mediodía, or The Monster of the Midday. Thank you, Kyle.
Do you have a Spanish?
Ay, ay, ay!
Ay, 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 mio! Something like that.
Maybe. We got Lee Grimier and Tom Martin in the house. The DreamShake.com is a Rockets, what would you call it? Rockets news / fan / blog site?
Yeah, that's what I call it.
Pretty much.
And who are you affiliated with?
We're affiliated with SBNation.com, which is the one of the largest blog networks out there. In fact, it is the largest. And now we're affiliated with Yahoo.
So if you go to Yahoo.com, to the sports section, you will be able to see your work on there, right? The Rockets section, I should say.
Absolutely. If you go to yahoo.com and go to the Rockets page, on the bottom left-hand side, there's a little box there. It says The Dream Shake, and you can choose whatever we've decided to publish there. Some of our stuff isn't really Yahoo appropriate, so we push only the appropriate things over to Yahoo and then put everything else after the jump.
Rumor has it, if you go to the Rockets site on Yahoo, you might be able to see a little video called No Layups. That's the rumor.
That is the rumor. In fact, I can attest to that and say that it is definitely there. Every time that No Layups, we get a new thing from Raheel or Nuno, we send it out there, put it on our blog, and then publish it out to Yahoo as well.
Yeah, and this one, this past one, we were at the rodeo. You need to watch that one. That was probably our best one in terms of just – being funny, stupid, content.
Ridiculous.
It was great. It was
a
lot of fun.
If you're a fan of Turtle Man, you'll remember he was interviewed by Ranger Dave and
Ray Ram and Ranger Dave.
Ranger Ray. Hey, by the way, Aggie Doug knows how to pick his timing the best. We're talking NBA, and he wants to talk Aggie Hoops. What's up, Aggie Doug?
Hey, I'm versatile, man. I can talk Rockets basketball. I just heard that last guy that was on there before your current guest came on talking about that the Aggies didn't have enough to get in right now, and I just completely disagree with that.
I don't remember hearing that.
No, Brad Evans said
they were in.
The Aggies are in, but they'll probably be in 8 or 9.
Oh, okay. I thought that he was saying that they weren't going to be in. I came in on the end of the conversation.
No.
But we can switch it up to Rockets, man. I am so proud of the way that these guys are playing right now. I watched the game last night from beginning to end. It's probably the first Rockets game that I've watched from beginning to end, and it was actually watchable. And like Jose was saying, you know, before the break, I didn't think that we were going to lose that game. I mean, it got down to the nitty-gritty, but I just think that we now have all the pieces in place. And the problem is when you got three great players. You know, this happened in Boston with the big three. I guess I would consider them a little bit of an aberration because now that they won a title – I think they're all kind of trying to, you know, the mindset that I'm going to get mines now. But I think last year they all came together and they were like, guys, we can't do it without one another. And I think when one of those cogs was when Tracy McGrady was one of those cogs that was the big three here, he thinks he can do it all by himself. So he's not going to think that he needs to run Artest to get it done or Yao Ming to get it done. So I think that those three guys in Boston – they have a different mindset than what our three guys had. So I think in order for us to be successful with Tracy ever being in the mix, I think he's really got to, you know, kind of release a little bit of that control and say, I need these guys.
I wasn't listening.
How is that for a KJ filibuster?
I wasn't.
That was incredible, Aggie Doug. Yeah,
I'm actually out of breath. I got to go, fellas.
Yeah, good. We won't even answer your question, to be honest.
Hey,
with you.
No, really. Honestly, I was listening.
I like how Nuno was looking at something. I'm starting to look at. I was just reading, you know, last night's game report on the Dream Shake that you did, Lee. Oh, excuse me, no, Tom, you did, right? Sorry. I just called you Lee. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Tom is the Rice double major guy.
Yes.
But I was reading that, and I don't know what Aggie Doug said. You two were listening.
Yeah, I agree with him to the point that...
were listening. Okay.
I actually was listening.
I disagree with everything.
Yeah.
Do you really?
I do agree.
But so he was just saying this was the first time he's watched the full game since Ron has taken over, right?
Well, I mean, and as far as this being a full game, being great from beginning to end, I missed a couple of games in there. There were some pretty good games that were better than this, including that Phoenix game recently. However, yeah, it was a good game last night, but to the Boston point versus the Rockets, I mean, those are three top 50 all-time players. I love Yao, I love Ron, I have my, feelings towards Tracy right now. But, Tracy, yeah, you could probably say is a top 50 player all time.
All time?
Well, I mean, I should say top 50 talent all time.
Is he a top 50 player in the NBA this year? No,
not this year. No, very true. And I think that's the big point is that you've got Kevin Garnett who came from, 12 years of misery in Minnesota. But at no point in time in Tracy McGrady's Orlando career did you ever think, oh, man, that guy is trying hard every single second of every game like he did with KG. Same with Ray Allen, for that matter.
Not to pick on you, but you bring up an interesting point because, you know what, some people may have Tracy. And maybe we don't realize the value of a very good Tracy McGrady. But when I would say there's probably, at the end of it, 10 players in the NBA today that will be higher ranked than him when it's all said and done.
10? I can go probably 15, 20 deep right now.
All right, let's go.
Let's start.
Chris all time, Paul, like when it's all over.
When it's all said and done, Tracy will not be in the top 75.
He will not
top in the 100, maybe.
Better than Dwayne Wade, LeBron,
Carmelo. Remember, he didn't
Carmelo.
Make the initial top 50. Remember when they added the 25?
Well, 1996, or he wasn't even in the
league. No. I'm saying when the All-Star game in Atlanta, I want to say, the Jordan's
here. You mean?
This was when they added the next 15 to that top 50 list. Allen Iverson made it. Kobe made it. Mm-hmm. Who else made it?
Dwayne Wade, maybe?
Dwayne Wade did not.
Oh, yeah.
Duncan
Randy
made it.
Back then.
No, Tim Duncan made it. There was like an additional 15.
Randy Livingston made it.
No, Randy Livingston did not make it.
Brown.
No, it's a serious list.
I remember that. Yeah.
Tracy didn't make that list. And this was when Tracy was in his prime. This was when Tracy was tearing up the NBA. He did not make that list.
Tony, I am Texan, actually had a funny moment. Eldridge Rakastner, remember him?
God, yeah.
That's old school for that.
Eldridge Rakastner. That was good. God, I remember that one. But, yeah, I mean, when it's
Tim
all
Bro,
said and done,
another good one by Tony I Am Texan. He's on fire.
Who do you put right now ahead of Tracy? I can name you just off the top of my head.
Dirk.
Chris Paul. Dunn. Darren Williams.
LeBron.
Dwight. Dwayne.
Tim Duncan.
Danny Granger.
Granger.
I'm
going to give five more years for Granger.
When it's all said and done, Tracy McGrady is going to – he's still a very elite player. Let's not forget about his beauty. What your point
is. Yeah, my point is that he's a top – he is had the top 50 talent. Now, maybe he never became a top 50 player, but I think he absolutely had top 50 talent. I mean, at any point in time in his career, with the exception of the last 2 years, you could have made an argument. Now, whether you are correct or not is different, but you could have made an argument that he was a top 5 to 10 player in the league.
I don't put weight in that, though. I don't put weight into top 10, like a top 50 talents of all time. I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah, that's fair.
In the NBA draft, the first 10 players are taken, they have top 50 talent of all time, you know? So I just don't put weight in that. Tracy was nice in Orlando because he's scoring a lot of points, got close to winning a first-round series, gets to a good team. Just never got past that hump, and I don't know. He's just one of the best quitters of all time, in my opinion.
Well, yeah, his career just took such a downward spiral, I think, ever since his injury started kicking in. And I think, if you're going to be a top 50 or top 75 player of all time, you have to have some sort of winning mentality. He just hasn't, gotten to that point yet.
Yeah,
guys, let me say this, because I feel like sometimes T-Mac Radio is like every day. T-Mac, regardless of what you think of him, let's not forget he... And I don't have a high opinion of him. I think people know that. He did carry the team during the latter part of the 22-game win streak, and he was in the breath of conversation when people were talking about MVPs. That being said, it's a new year, and we're moving on. And we talked about this at the break. I don't believe we talked about this on air, but I get him confused. The best matchup for the Rockets in the playoffs, I think, would be Portland. And, Raheel, I think you disagree.
I disagree because they're young and dumb, and I think they have the talent. LaMarcus steps out, hits jumpers all day on the big guys. And if Scola guards him, then you go to the post. And I know Scola did a good job against LaMarcus earlier in the month.
Has Greg Oden scored this year?
Greg Oden, no, but they've learned to play without him.
Yeah,
much like the Lakers have learned to play without Bynum,
well,
the Portland Trailblazers have learned to play without Greg Oden.
Yeah, and let's not forget Brandon Roy, who cannot be shut down.
Especially in the last second shot.
Yeah,
it takes 12 minutes.
From 39 feet away, exactly. Although, not to besmirch Tracy further. Okay, yeah, we will. He did a trip on that, coming out to guard him on that, too. So we can blame that on him as well where we're at it. So, if I was choosing a team that I was going to play against, I mean, I guess I'll just cheat and say the last place team, and number 8 right now is Dallas. I think, first of all, I don't think they have anything left. I mean, Dirk's a fantastic player. I mean, it'd be silly to argue otherwise. Yes, he's a flopper, but he's a fantastic player.
Who isn't?
Well, yeah, true.
Who isn't?
Yeah. Mehmet Okur is not a flopper.
That's Billy Lucci.
He plays hard defense all the time.
Billy Lucci and Mehmet Okur have never been seen in the same room.
Because
ever.
They're the same guy.
They're the same guy, exactly.
They're both
Carrot
creepy.
Top and Kyle Korver and Ashton Kutcher have never been seen.
All three of them?
In the same room either. That's because they don't hang out.
Oh, man.
The website, thedreamshake.com. We have Lee and Tom, guys. We appreciate your time, and we'll do it again, all right?
Thank you.
Thanks,
don't be
guys.
Sipping school, though. Just kidding.
Yeah, there you go. Double majoring at Rice, and he's over here talking to us.
You know, what's Clark is going to be pissed off our friend at Rice.
Oh, yeah. You
have no idea what Clark would do.
No idea.
Clark's my boy. Happens still. Hey, guys, want to take a moment right now to talk about Ryan Barrett Homes Remodeling.